So, Caleb Lawson, you're a Bob Jones senior, correct?
Yeah.
Good, because this is only for seniors. So previously we talked about your parents and how you're really close with them, you're really close with your family, mm-hmm. and that they were like not high school sweethearts per se, but more they just got together close after their graduation. Mm-hmm. Right. So how have your parents affected you as a person and your mindset?
My parents have really been my inspiration ever since I was growing up. You know, when I was born, my dad was 21 and my mom was 19. And my dad was going to work full-time, going to school part-time. 3 months after I was born, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And we were living in a trailer on my grandma's land in Tuscaloosa. And just knowing all the hard work that they put in to give me and my little brothers everything that we have today, every opportunity we have, you know, knowing that that's where they came from has really been my inspiration to just make them proud and give back to them as much as I can.
So coming off of that with your mom specifically, so how long was she sick throughout your childhood?
She wasn't sick long. She got diagnosed really early, and it was a very curable type of cancer, so she was only pregnant or sick for probably 6-7 months. It wasn't long at all, but it was just a big shock factor at first for, you know, all of my family. I wasn't old enough to remember it at all, mm-hmm. but to her, my dad, her parents, it was just, you know, something they weren't expecting at all.
Thank you. Thank you. What did I say? We're kind of switching gears, but where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years from now, I see myself with a college degree, finishing up playing college football, wherever that may be. But just my goals in the near future are finishing college, gaining a degree in engineering, and trying to find a steady job at that point, and maybe try to start a family, settle down somewhere.
So your dad is an electrical engineer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So would you say you're following in your father's footsteps?
I would say that a little bit. I wouldn't say that my main goal is to follow in his footsteps, you know, mm-hmm. but I really do enjoy electrical engineering. It's something that interests me. But, you know, I always have tried to follow in his footsteps, you know, use him as my role model, mm-hmm. and just try to be half the man that he is.
Sorry. So what interests you specifically about electrical engineering?
Well, I've always been, you know, kind of a math science oriented person, mm-hmm. You know, I just like the technical aspect of it. My goal is to do something in technical theater, you know, light, sound production, something like that. Something that incorporates, like, the math and science side and the creative, you know, outgoing side. You know, something that brings both sides of your brain together.
So, speaking of technical theater, you are a techie. So, what has your experience being a techie been like? Especially, like, most people who are techies are actually, like, turned drama kids.
Yeah.
So, you come from a completely different side of the school.
Yeah.
So.
You know, tech theater was just one of those things that I was like, you know, let me try it, see how I like it. You know, being a football player and a wrestler, you know, it's not something that most people see me doing. But, you know, I'm just a natural born introvert, and I'm just naturally kind of awkward. So I like to branch out, do as many things as I can, just to meet new people, try new things, and just, you know, get out of my comfort zone.
So you mentioned how you want to mold the tech part of you and the creative part of you. What do you find how would you define your creativity, and how would you like to express it? I know that's like quite like daunting, but
Ask it one more time.
So you said that you are a technical and creative person. Mm-hmm. So how would you express that? I mean, I know you said that you're a techie, but
yeah.
To what is creativity to you? What makes you feel creative?
Creativity to me is just, I would say taking what you know, taking the stuff that you know well, and just doing something completely different with it. Mm-hmm. Doing something that I wouldn't say has never been seen before, but just doing something that most people wouldn't think of.
Yeah.
You know, as a little kid, I was always into Legos.
Yeah.
You know, they're very simple, very, you know, step by step, but I always loved having, you know, just taking spare Legos and just building whatever I wanted to, you know, just letting myself be free, think, and just build whatever I wanted to. So I think that's kind of what I want to do is just, you know, take my math, science-oriented self and, you know, just do stuff that people think is amazing, stuff that would interest people.
So I know you said that you, like, again, like, you want to be an electrical engineer, mm-hmm. but if you had to pick a job that's completely self-indulgent, something that you didn't care about money or your family mm-hmm. or anything else, what would you be doing?
If I could pick any job, I would be a lights technician in Disney World. Growing up, me and my family have been to Disney World 4 different times. And it's always crazy to me how, you know, the behind-the-scenes stuff that you don't see, how they can put on just such amazing shows and focus on the little tiny details that you would never think about. You know, I've always wanted to do, you know, like a behind-the-scenes tour to see how they put stuff together, design stuff. But yeah, I think that would be my ideal job because you've got the ability to do whatever you want. Use your creativeness to go leaps and bounds above what's been done before.
So, how would you define success for yourself or just in general?
I would say seeing success for myself is just making my parents proud in the future. You know, I was not expected for them right out of high school. I was not something that they were planning, and I just want to be able to make them say that they don't wish they could take it back, you know. Make them say that they're proud of everything I've done, everything that I've grown up to be.
You mentioned earlier that you're an introvert and that you're kind of awkward, mm-hmm. but how has being involved, like, helped or hurt that situation?
It's definitely helped me. You know, just being able to do all sorts of different things, you know, be an athlete, be a techie, be in difficult classes, go to church, you know, putting myself in all types of different situations around all types of different people has just opened me up to the world, you know, allowed me to see various types of people in situations and just come out of my shell, really. You know, not be as shy and awkward as I used to be. You know, nowadays I see myself as, like, friendly, almost outgoing. So I think that's really helped me in that aspect.
Who is the person that you want to be? Because you said you want to be more open. Mm-hmm. But if you were to describe the person that you want to see yourself grow into, who would he be?
The person I'd want to see myself grow into is someone that's trustworthy, someone that's reliable, somebody that you can ask them to do anything, and they'll give it 100% everything that they have, and someone that you can always just trust on to be there and be for you mm-hmm. and do whatever you need them to do.
Do you think that you are or can be that person one day?
I think I definitely can. And I think that, you know, having certain role models in my life, like my dad, my pastor, people like that, really allow me to become that person. And I feel like I'm almost there. I I feel like I am that person almost, but I really feel like I can be that person.
So you mentioned your pastor. You go to Daystar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what brought you there, and what was the journey that got you there? I know you're...
Yeah. Sophomore year, the start of sophomore year, you know, me and my family hadn't gone to church regularly in a long time, and I just felt something tugging at my heart saying, you know, we should go to church, we should find somewhere where we're comfortable. And I knew a lot of people that went to Asbury at the time, so we went there. And after a few months there, one of our family friends, Ben Murray, his son played baseball with my little brother at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He asked us, you know, you should come to Daystar, see how you like it, you know. And we went, and we just fell in love. You know, it wasn't your typical, you know, good old Southern Baptist church that we grew up in. It was just different. It was modern. It was new. It was fresh. And it was just something that we all loved. And ever since then, you know, me and my dad have been a part of the set up and tear down crew every Sunday morning. You'll see me about every other Sunday helping out in kids' church. And the people there are just amazing. There's all sorts of type of different people there. And, you know, you always have someone to lean on, someone to talk to. And it's really helped me these past few years.
So, talk about your tattoo a little bit, because I know it's inspired by your faith, right?
Yeah. My tattoo is of a scroll, and it says, "Perhaps this is the moment for which you were created," Esther 4:14. And it just lets me know that I believe everyone has a purpose in life, whether that purpose is big or small. And you never know when your purpose is going to come into play. You never know when that purpose will happen. And you just need to be prepared to live every moment like that's what you were put here for.
So I remember you telling me about your relationship with your teammates. So mm-hmm. Why is that important to you? And how do you make sure that it stays a priority in your life?
My relationship with my teammates is important to me because I know what it was like for me to be, you know, a freshman or a sophomore, you know, not really having a role on the team, being new to the school. So I want all the young guys, all the guys that feel like their role is important, I want them to know that it is important. They might not have a big role right now, but, you know, I just want them to feel encouraged to keep going. Whatever they're going through, just know that they have someone to lean on, someone to talk to, because I know what it's like to feel like you don't really have anybody, to know that you feel unimportant, and I just don't want anybody to feel that way. Ever.
Well, what situation in your life made you feel that way?
You know, when we moved up to Madison in third grade, I went to three different elementary schools while I was up here, and by the time I got to Discovery, I really knew no one, because I had been to so many different schools up here in such a short amount of time that I didn't really have time to make any friends. And, you know, I didn't know anybody. I really didn't do much at Discovery at the time. I wasn't involved in many extracurricular activities. So that was really the time in my life where I felt the most alone, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also part of the reason I started joining so many extracurricular activities, to get to know so many different people. So that's really the big reason why I try to, you know, be friendly to everyone I meet, because you never know who needs a friend, who needs someone to lean on, someone to talk to.
So you talked about how you want to be perceived and how you want to make friends, but what do you see, what do you want in a friend? Like, what do you, like, seek when you are trying to make friends?
I just always try to be supportive to people, always try to be nice, you know. I try not to point out anything that could be an insecurity to them, because you never know what somebody could be insecure about. They could be insecure about their smile, the way they walk, you know, anything that's small, that seems small to them, seems small to you, maybe something big to them. So I just always try to be supportive, you know, give a little bit of encouragement, you know, something like that.
Do What would you say your greatest vulnerability is?
My greatest vulnerability would probably be thinking I'm not good enough. You know, sometimes I just feel like I work so hard at something, and sometimes if I don't get the recognition that I see that I should get, then sometimes I feel like I'm not good enough, I'm not doing enough, you know, I'm not working hard enough. But sometimes I just have to remind myself that everything will pay off in the end. One day I will reap what I sow and see the benefits of what I'm doing now.
So, you said that you want to go to college and, you know, hopefully get married. Mm-hmm. So how are you getting there? Where do you want to go to college? And what's your journey? I know we're in our senior year, so we're kind of ending on it, but...
Yeah. My plan for right now is just to go to college and play football. My goal is to go Ivy League, Harvard, Yale, but I'm going to go wherever God leads me. And, you know, I know that God will lead me to the right person whenever she comes along. And I feel like I'll know it in my heart. And I just trust God that He has a plan for me and that I'll be able to follow in His path.
This is, like, really random. But how would you describe your sense of humor?
I would say my sense of humor is quirky. You know, sometimes in the most random times, I'll just tell someone, like, you know, a little pun or a corny joke, nothing big. I wouldn't say that I have a really witty sense of humor, but, you know, I would say my sense of humor is just, you know, kind of corny, quirky, silly jokes, stuff like that.
What would you say people's greatest misconception of you is?
People's greatest misconception of me is that, I don't know, that's a tough one.
Or what you perceive it to be?
People usually see me as, like, quiet, shy, reserved. But I do see myself as, you know, really friendly, somewhat outgoing, and, you know, I may come off as, you know, quiet, reserved, but, you know, there's a lot more to me than people think.
So you said you have Ivy dreams, so how do you balance, you know, going to church, having hard classes, football, wrestling, Kentucky? There's a lot that goes into that.
Yeah. I would say balancing all that, I just have to remind myself, you know, don't get too caught up in any one thing. You know, I know that one day football's not going to be there for me, wrestling's not going to be there for me. You know, I try to just enjoy it, not put too much pressure on myself to do well in any one area. I know that if I put in the work in the weight room and the classroom, you know, if I pray, then good things will come to me. And I just try not to put a lot of pressure on myself to do too well. Just know that I can be good at whatever I do. And, yeah.
What is your greatest fear?
Oh. My greatest fear is for someone to be disappointed in me. For someone to know that I let someone down. That, you know, if I promise someone something and I don't deliver on it. My biggest fear is just to know that someone had high expectations for me and I didn't live up to them and I let them down.
Has that happened before?
I wouldn't say that's happened before on a large scale. You know, there's been times that my coaches, you know, expect me to be able to do something, but I can't really do it that well, or, you know, my mom expects me to get some stuff done around the house, and I don't do that. But I would say my biggest fear is to really let someone down and to have them completely lose trust in me and completely lose faith in me.
So you came to Madison when you were in third grade. Mm-hmm. So where were you beforehand?
Before that, we lived in Tuscaloosa. That's where my parents were born and raised. And we lived in a little trailer off on my grandma's land. And my parents knew that there wasn't much in Tuscaloosa. They knew that as soon as my dad was done with college, they wanted to find somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But that's where we lived up until I was 8. And my parents always say that that's home for them, but for me, I would say my home is in Madison, because that's where I've grown up the most, I've had the most life experience, and that's where a lot of life has happened for me.
Do you want to come back to Madison when you're older, to like have a family and stuff?
Yeah, I would definitely love to come back to Madison. It's just a great community. You know, I have a lot of roots here. You know, there's so many people I know here, so many good people. I wouldn't say I would like to come back and live in Madison when I'm older, but I would definitely love to come back as often as I can.
Where is your ideal place to live?
My ideal place to live would probably be somewhere a little bit farther up north, you know, to where it's a little bit colder. I've always been a fan of the cold, winter, snow. Somewhere that's, you know, on the map, but not a big city. You know, something that's not too overwhelming.
Yeah. So going back to, like, your childhood and stuff, mm-hmm. So what is, like, the most vivid memory you have? Like, either, like, good or bad.
Yeah.
Like, the most nostalgic, I suppose.
I would say some of the best memories I have are playing rec football in Madison. That was really the first thing I ever did to... that was probably the first ever team or club I ever joined. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just some of those memories that I have from that are just bring back some nostalgia, like you said. There have been times I go back to old ballparks, old fields that I've played on, and it just brings back so many memories of, you know, the first time I ever felt like I was a part of a team, like, the first time I ever felt like I was important to a group of people, and those are probably some of the best memories I have.
We talked about your career goals and your, you know, your personal goals, but what is your goal in life? What are you trying to attain at the end of the day?
At the end of the day, I want to be able to look back and say, I did the best I could. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to be able to say, you know, oh, I should have done this when I was younger. You know, I shouldn't have done as much as this. I want to be able to say I did everything that I wanted to do, everything that I could do, and I took every opportunity that I had.
All right. I'm not sure if I keep reading what I'm going to say. I kind of want to ask some, like, silly questions.
Yeah.
So, like, what's your favorite color?
Either red or blue. Depends on the day.
So patriotic.
Yeah, I know. I'll say red's just a very energetic color, and blue's, like, really calm and relaxed.
Yeah. Where do you feel your happiest?
Where do I feel my happiest? I would say whenever I'm working out, whenever I can just de-stress.
Wish I could relate.
Yeah. Just anywhere I can really just, like, de-stress, be to myself, and just collect my thoughts.
If you're trying to pass the time, not pass the time, let's say, like, you're relaxing, but you're not working out.
Okay.
What would you be doing?
I would probably just be sitting around somewhere, just thinking about whatever, you know, probably be fidgeting with whatever's around me, playing on my phone, you know, just something to keep me entertained, but allow me to just be with my thoughts.
Would you say you get along with people your age more than you get with people other ages?
I would say I get along best with people who are a little bit older than me, mm-hmm. a little bit mature than people my age. There's a lot of people I know my age that are really not mature. And, you know, I would say I get along best with people that are a little bit older than me.
So, talking about, like, you know, the people at our school and the people that we hang around, what has it been like navigating? Because you said you're a very faithful person. Mm-hmm. How has that, you know, influenced your friendships and, you know, the culture around, you know, being a teenager?
Yeah. When it comes to Bob Jones in school, I try to surround myself with people that are like-minded as me in some aspect. You know, people that take their schoolwork seriously, don't stay out, you know, partying every night. People that, you know, have a strong religious faith. You know, just people that can relate to me in some way.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you're a leader?
I would say I'm definitely a leader. I would say my life motto has always been lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
I try to lead by example in faith, lead by example in academics, lead by example athletically. You know, just try to be as good as I can be in everything I do. And I just try to let that influence other people.
So being a leader, would you ever reach into politics?
Doubtful. I don't think I would ever want to do that. You know, there's too much controversy, too many people trying to bash you for every wrong move you make. You know, people are always going to find something wrong with politicians. You know, I don't think that would be something for me to do.
Would you say that you want to be liked?
I would definitely say I want to be liked. That's something else I try to strive to be, is somebody that everybody likes, somebody that everybody can talk to about something,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I just don't want to ever feel like someone just doesn't like me for whatever reason.
Has that happened before?
What's
your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge, no. Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned about wrestling, and you joined wrestling last year, right? Mm-hmm. So how did you get to that? I mean, you're already doing so much. What made you want to do wrestling?
Yeah, last year we got a new offensive line coach, Coach Sweatman, and he's also the head wrestling coach. So about halfway through football season, he comes up to me and he gives me this long spiel about how, you know, I'll really like it, I'll really enjoy it, it'll make me a better football player. You know, I can be so good at it. And I was, you know, I just figured, why not? I just figured I'd try it, see how I like it, and I ended up loving it.
What about wrestling makes you like it?
I don't know. I think it's just a really underrated sport, you know. It's fun to watch, it's fun to be around, just knowing that you're giving it your all for 6 minutes on the mat, trying to physically pin someone to the mat, you know, using every muscle in your body, using your endurance for 6 minutes straight, probably 4 or 5 times a day. And it's just incredible knowing how much you can do physically against mm-hmm. another person.
Because I found it interesting, because I don't really know much about wrestling.
Yeah.
But, you know, with football, you said, like, one of the reasons you like it is because there's a team and there's a sense of, like, brotherhood. And then being a techie, you're, like, part of the techies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So wrestling isn't, like, a team, because it's more of an individual thing.
Yeah.
So So is that different for you? Like, when you go into the... Because going into, like, going to the theater versus going to football and wrestling, what is your mindset like that? How are you adaptable towards those situations?
Yeah. I've always been into, like, team sports, you know, something that has a team aspect to it. And it's just different for me to do something where it's just one-on-one, me against somebody else. And I just think that's interesting for me. It's something different, you know, just seeing what you can do on your own against one other person.
I have a forgetful mind. What is one thing that you say you could not do? Like, what are your limits to things where, like, I don't think I should breach into that territory?
Anything with spiders or insects. not a fan of those.
I meant like club or career wise. Well, I guess you couldn't be like a zoologist, I suppose. Yeah. I understand what you're saying now.
Something that I wouldn't be up to. I don't know. That'd be hard for me.
So you want to be a politician, so that's Xing it out.
Yeah, that's a no.
Like, would you ever become, like, an artist or, like, a writer or a mathematician? Actually, you're pretty good at math, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at math. I don't know. I feel like I'd be up to try anything, really.
Yeah. Like, read your pages.
Yeah. I don't feel like there's really anything that I wouldn't try, at least. You know, there might be some things that I get in there and be like, oh, you know, this really isn't for me because of this, but I feel like I'd really be up to try anything.
So we talked about your parents, but your brothers. Mm-hmm. Tell me about them.
Me and my little brothers are really close. Drew is 14. He's a freshman at Bob Jones. And RT's 11. He's in sixth grade at Columbia. And ever since we were little, my parents have had a rule where if one of us have a game or a tournament or an event or something like that, the other two have to be there to support him. And because of that, we've just become really close. You know, we've become really supportive of each other. You know, my parents don't really let us fight that much. So we've always been supportive of each other. We love each other. And because we're always around each other, we always try to find a way to volunteer, help out. You know, there's been times I've been an assistant coach for RT's baseball team or Drew's football team. So we really have a great relationship between the three of us.
Why do you think it's important for you to, you know, I know your parents make you, but I'm sure as you get older, you could say no.
Yeah.
So do you think you can continue this brotherhood as your older, your little brothers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, having little brothers have shown me that they're friends that you have for life. You know, you can pick and choose who you be friends with, but, you know, you can't pick and choose who your little brothers are. So I feel like we'll always be there for each other, knowing that, you know, we have that special bond, that we are blood, we're related, we're brothers. And I feel like we'll always have that support for each other.
What is a phrase or a word that you, like, excessively use? Like, what's your favorite word?
I don't know.
I'm an excessive user of slang, so, like...
Yeah.
I could just give you a laundry list.
I don't know. I'll usually, like, find a word or phrase that I'll use for, like, a couple weeks excessively, and then I'll just get tired of it. People will get annoyed by it. right now, I use the word bet a lot. You know, if somebody will say something, I'll be like, oh, bet. You know. But I always find, like, a word that I'll use excessively for a little while. And then people get annoyed by it, so I'll stop using it.
Are your brothers similar to you?
Not really. I would say Drew's a lot more creative than I am. I'm more math and science oriented than him. He's a lot more creative than I am. And RT is just a social butterfly. You know, he's not afraid to talk to anyone. He'll, you know, make friends with anyone. And he's not afraid to tell you anything. Whereas, you know, I'm a little bit more naturally reserved and shy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're different than me in those ways.
Are your parents reserved as well, or no?
My dad is. My mom's not. My dad was always a wallflower in high school. You know, didn't really go to any social events or anything like that. But my mom was on dance line, and you know, she was just at school to make friends. You know. But yeah, they're completely different in those two ways, and I feel like that's where me and my little brothers get both sides of it from.
If you were to give advice to your younger self, what would it be?
If I were to give advice to my younger self, it would be don't be afraid. Don't be scared of anything. Everything will work out in the end, whether it's relationships or sports or school or faith, just any situation, everything will work out. And if it doesn't, then it's something you need to learn from.
If you could change your name to anything, and not even if you like it or you just feel like it's more fitting, what would you change it to?
I don't know. I've always been a fan of the names Troy and Kurt, K-U-R-T. I've always liked those two names. You know, if I ever have a son one day, I might try and name him one of those two. But, you know, they always say, like, the wife picks the names.
Yeah.
But I've always been a fan of those two names.
Okay. Well,